As I stood there with my thumbs hooked under the waistband of my shorts, I was suddenly self-conscious. I knew that I had no reason to be. I'd had Asher's dick in my hands. I knew exactly how big he was, and I was the same size. I didn't work out or play sports like he did, but I was still fit. I had a set of skinny guy abs that I was pretty proud of. I was well-groomed down there, even though I hadn't been planning on getting any action anytime soon. So why was it so hard to pull down my shorts? Was it that I was just nervous about hooking up with someone for the first time? No, I was excited about that. Hell, I was so excited about it that there was a wet spot on the front of my shorts. Was it that I was just nervous about fooling around with Asher? No, that was just a foolish idea. If there was one person in the world that I could pick to lose my virginity to, it would be Asher. Not only was he the one person that really understood me as a person, he was the only one that I could really trust. The one rule that I had set for myself when I first started thinking about dating was that I wanted my first time to be with someone that loved me. I didn't want my first time to be a meaningless hookup, so what was this? It was clearly some sort of hookup. Asher was moving away tomorrow. We didn't have a future together. But he loved me. He'd said so a few minutes ago. And I loved him. Even if we were about to go our separate ways in life, I wanted him to be my first. I slid off my shorts. My dick was pointing at him as I stood there, unsure of what to do. Asher's eyes ran over my body. He shot me a nervous smile and motioned for me to join him on the bed. I slid next to him, and he turned to face me. He rested a hand on my thigh. My dick pulsed in excitement. Even though he hadn't touched it yet, he was the closest anyone had been. Asher glanced up at me, and I could see the fear in his eyes. "Ash, you don't have to do this. It's okay, really." I was pretty sure he was just doing this so I didn't think that it was a one-sided hookup. "No, I want to. Honest." He looked back down at my dick. "It's just a lot to wrap my head around."
"You mean wrap your hand around?"
"Yeah, wrap my hand around." There was a moment of silence before Asher realized what he'd said. He let out a little snort and shot me a grin. "Fucking bastard." He gave me a playful slap. The awkwardness had left the room. Asher took a deep breath and wrapped his hand around my dick. It was all I could do to resist instantly thrusting into his hand. He gave it a squeeze before moving it around so that he could look at it from every angle. I could see genuine interest in his eyes. He was enjoying looking at my dick. Before tonight, Asher and I had known almost everything about one another. Now we knew everything about each other. I knew what his dick looked like. I knew what it felt like. Hell, I knew what it tasted like. I knew he liked it when I did a specific thing with my tongue. I knew the sounds he made when he got close to coming. I knew how tight he was. I knew what it felt like inside of him. And I knew that he loved me. Like, really loved me. Neither of us had made any sort of reference to his sexuality yet tonight. As far as I knew, he still identified as straight. He was doing this because he loved me, not because he was into guys. To be perfectly honest, I didn't care how he identified, as long as he didn't have any regrets about tonight. Asher gave me a long, slow stroke. "Yours is a little harder than mine," he said, glancing up at me. He seemed like he was unsure if he was allowed to make comments about my dick. "Yeah, yours is a little thicker, too. It felt strange jerking you off at first because it wasn't my dick," I admitted. I could see him relax. "How do you usually do it?" He handed it over to me, and I showed him how I usually jerked off. He studied my technique intently. I felt my cheeks flush. There really wasn't any reason to be embarrassed, jerking off in front of him, but it was just one of those things that I never thought he'd see me do. He reached out and took back over. I leaned back, and he mimicked my technique. Oh, fuck. Having someone else jerk me off was more intense than I thought it would be. Even though I was tempted to close my eyes and just enjoy it, I didn't want to miss the sight. Asher was sitting next to me, totally nude, and jerking me off. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't dreamed about this a bunch of times. I never thought I'd get to actually see it happen, though. I really like your body, Asher said, with more of his usual confidence in his voice. I'm too skinny. I mean, yeah, you're skinny, but it's hot. And you've still got muscle. He ran his free hand over my abs. This combination of our typical friendly talk, mixed with hooking up with one another, was making my head spin. His eyes drifted back down to my dick. I really like the way you trim things, too. He lifted my balls and inspected them. Do you shave them? Yeah, I trim my pubes and shave my balls. It seemed like a waste when nobody else was seeing them, but I was glad that I did now. I think it makes me look bigger, too. Yeah, I should do it, too. I haven't trimmed in a while. He shot me a look that confirmed my suspicion. He hadn't done it since he broke up with his girlfriend. I actually like it a little hairy, I admitted. It's kind of fun to run my fingers through it. I reached over and played with his pubes. It still felt like I should ask his permission before touching him down there, but based on the smile on his face, I didn't need to. Is it cool if I try sucking on it? Asher's voice wavered a bit as he asked. You're welcome to try anything you want, I assured him. He positioned himself between my legs and brought his face close. He ran his thumb over my circumcision scar and inspected it. Watching him inspect my dick was making my balls tingle. I wished that I'd jerked off the night before so I wasn't so close to coming already. A drop of pre-cum slid down my head and over Asher's finger. He shot me a nervous smile before bringing his finger to his mouth and licking it. He seemed surprised. Dude, it's just a little salty. I laughed. Were you expecting it to taste more gay? He grinned. Yeah, I was expecting it to taste like Skittles. I gave him a smack. Taste my rainbow. He smiled at me as he rubbed my dick against his face. I wasn't sure if he was just trying to build up courage before putting it in his mouth, or if he was actually trying to be sexy for me. Either way, I was loving it. He rested the tip against his lips. I could feel his warm breath on my head. And then he slid it in. His warm mouth wrapped around me. His tongue slid around my head. The feeling was so intense that I grabbed onto his head to steady myself. Holy shit, that feels good. He slipped me out of his mouth. I know, blowjobs are the best. He slid me back into his mouth with more confidence. His drool was running down my shaft. He began stroking me with his free hand. I felt my balls start to tense up. Dude, you're too good at this. I'm already close. His cheeks got red. Can you, warn me, maybe? I nodded, and he went back to sucking me. My body took over a bit, and I rested both hands on his head and began to thrust into his mouth. I was fucking Asher. He'd been blowing me up until this point, but now I was fucking his mouth. That realization was too much. My balls began to pull up tight, and my dick got rock hard. I'm gonna come, I warned him. I let go of his head, and he slipped me out of his mouth and began jerking me off. I held back as long as I could. With a loud gasp, my first shot arced over my head and hit the wall behind me. Asher's eyes got wide as I continued to pump shot after shot onto my chest. He slowed his pace until I was finally empty. His eyes surveyed the mess I had made.
Dude. I laughed. Guess you're pretty good at that. Apparently so. I had been worried that he'd feel weird afterward, but I could tell by his voice that he was cool with everything. As if to prove my point, Asher released his grip on my dick and brought his cum-covered fingers up to his mouth. He locked eyes with me as he slid one into his mouth. He swirled it around for a second.
That actually tastes pretty good.
Why the hell didn't you figure that out a minute ago? Could have saved me from having to clean up this mess, I teased him. We locked eyes. He seemed to be searching mine for something. Was he trying to figure out if I was okay with everything we'd done? I raised an eyebrow, and he took a deep breath. So you know how I said I was welcome to try anything I want? He sounded adorably nervous. I shook my head yes. My skin started to tingle. Would you want to try getting fucked?